think we had looked last time at the concluding mashal that the Chosavos gives. Well, let's perhaps take a look at that again and try to understand a little bit Bezus Hashem Minadeh. Ye'ircha, it will awaken you, it will arouse you. Vada'as malas hamin hazeh min hamitzvos misha'erisan. So there is, again, this is something that the Chovos HaLevavos said earlier in the Hagdama. There is a hierarchy. You know, the mission of us of having Zav and Mitzvah Kevachamura, she adds here their matins, Chorin, Shal Mitzvahs, notwithstanding. But that doesn't mean that we have total agnosticism, total Chesron Yediyah. In terms of the relative importance of mitzvahs. So in a different sense, right, the Rambam says by all mitzvahs lo asaseh, we can infer the chomer mitzvah generally. There are occasional exceptions, but generally one can infer that the chomer mitzvah from the onesh. If one mitzvah is a Mrs. Bezdin, so clearly that's more chomer than something which is, in quotation marks, only kares. And something which is kares is more chomer, again in quotation marks, than something which is only Mrs. Bezdin Shemayim. But by and large, by mitzvah's essay, so there the Torah doesn't detail the schar. Although even there, the Rambam says it's not an absolute rule. He says when a mitzvah's essay is linked to a mitzvah's los essay, so then you can look at the chomer of its twin los essay, and that will give insight into the chomer essay. So malach and Shabbos is both essay and los essay. Malach and Yom Tov is both essay and los essay. So clearly, when Chazal say yeter them and tzvanchem mitzvos, it means, you know, in a certain area. And that's what the Chovos HaLevavos is also telling us, that there is a hierarchy with mitzvos, and the Chovos HaLevavos, again, not a final etzan that implies any hisrashlus rachman letzlan in terms of diktuk the becholas hayvar. But there is a maila of min hazem and a mitzvahs mishay risen. Now, the next line, I don't think I translated it correctly. Umaylas sh'or ha-chochmos ha-tivios v'ha-musorios v'ha-dibrios me-chochmos ha-torah. So the preposition mem, right, in English, we're used to prepositions being words, but in Lashon HaKodesh, prepositions are often letters, right? Lamed, mem, etc. Prepositions can be letters. They are letters. So the preposition mem sometimes means, you know, if you say that one is greater, bigger, whatever, you know, a comparison of one to another, so you have it with a mem, right? Hu gadol me achiv means he's older than his brother, or he's bigger than his brother, right? So the prepositional mem. But that's not what it means here. So I think of Kapach in his translation. So he translates this line as follows. I mean, he translates from the Arabic. Umaylas sh'or ha-madoyim, klomer ha-tiviyim v'ha-hechshertiyim v'ha-higayon, l'gabe yidiyah satara. So what this line means is, and again, in light of this, it's because this is what Ibn Tibbon is saying also, is that one, from the moshel he's about to give, one will also understand the importance of Sh'or Chochmos from within Chochmos HaTorah, from the role that they play, from their bearing, from their relevance to Chochmos HaTorah. So the mem is more of from within, not the mem of the comparative sense. What I said last time, what was wrong? Okay, so now to the moshel. The English translation also, there's a newer English translation, but I don't have that one. The older English translation also is similar to Rav Kapach's translation. Just rereading the beginning of the Moshel. She'echad min ha-malachim chilek el avadov luzei ha-meshi livchon behem ezdaitam. So he gives them unprocessed silk. And then the Chovos HaLevavos goes on to describe how the Pikeach, you know, divides it into different groups, the superior quality, the intermediate quality, the inferior or the least. Whereas the, how does he refer to the other, the Ksil, the fool, he doesn't separate it out. And because of that, he's not able to produce anything superior with the self. But the way the Chovos HaLevavos introduces the Moshel is that the king designed this as a test. Right? And it's quite clear that's intended, that's not incidental to the Moshel, that's absolutely essential to the Moshel, because when he then begins to present what the Nimshal is, so he says, V'chein hu Elokim Yisbarach Nasan Sefer Torah So Ha'emes La'avadav Livcha Nasan. So there's a tremendously important depending upon, I don't know, how much we should know, do know, remarkable or not so remarkable, you sowed here in the Chovos HaLevavos. I think if we were asked to say where we're tested in relation to Torah, it would be as to whether or not we abide by the Torah, whether or not we live by the Torah, do we comply with the Torah. And the Chumash HaBavli says that the test element of Torah is even more basic than that. It runs even deeper than that. It's whether we correctly interpret the Torah in the first place. V'chein Elokim Yisbarach Nosan Sefer Torah So Ha'emes La'avodu Livcha Nosan V'hamaskil Livcha Nosan. What? To see, will we eat only Behema Tahora and not Behema Tamei? Will we eat only Behema Tahora if it's shechted in accordance with the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of Shechita? Yes, but it runs much deeper than that. V'hamaskel ha'pikeach shukorei also v'yivinehu havana bruva yichalkei l'shalosh chalokim. Well, why doesn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, in Chumash, so why doesn't the Torah, well, I think on an email you can get, right, if someone wants, if either it's objectively important or the person's a nudnik, so then they mark the email very important. I think there are more nudniks out there than there are people who have very important emails to send, but whatever. There is such a way of marking an email of being very important. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu flag the Chovos HaLevavos and highlight their importance in Chumash? So the Chovos HaLevavos says, obviously it's b'chavana, whatever's in the Torah, how the Torah is written, everything obviously is b'chavana. It's b'chavana, part of the Livchon Osan is, again, the nimshal to the melech who wants to see what the avodim will do with this silk with which he presents them. The Baruch Hu wants to see what we, on the one hand it means we collectively, but it also means we individually at a certain point, what we do with the Torah. So the test of Torah isn't exhausted by do we comply? Of course, it goes without saying how essential and basic that is to the test of Torah. But the test of Torah is, again, at an even earlier stage, to know how to properly comply, we have to properly interpret and prioritize in the first place. It's impossible to properly live a life of Torah but by simply receiving a specific directive for every moment of life, and just mindlessly comply. What does that mean? So maybe first to give some examples, and then to try to explain what the underlying idea is. So in a on one hand different, but on the other hand relevant context. So the Ramban famously, he has the Yisod, as you know, in three places. He has it by Tish B'Asan Shabbos, he has it by Kadosh and Tiyu, he has it by Vasisa Yoshev Atov. So the Ramban says it's fundamental to Torah. Torah, because of our limitations, so Torah, in terms of the number of psukim, the number of mishnayos, the number of blad gemara, Torah is finite. Right? There's only so many psukim in Chumash. There are only so many mishnayos in Mishnah, and the Mishnah Yom. How long does it take to make a scene?
Five and a half years.
There's a finite number of mishnayos, and Daf Yomi is what, 7.5 years? So Torah is finite. Torah has to be finite because since we're limited, so to finish Torah on any level, Torah has to be finite. Me'idach gisa, the number of situations in which a person, again, every Jew from the time of Mamre Har Sinai until Ad Sheyichlu Kol Neshama Shel Haguf, until Moshiach comes, the number of situations that if you multiply that by the number of situations that any one of us encounters in his lifetime, and you multiply that by the number of Jews, okay, so maybe you then can subtract whatever, you know, overlap there is between that. It's going to be some kind of astronomical number, right, which far surpasses the number of psukim chumash, the number of explicit directives we have. So the Ramban says it's a kol gadol that the Torah gives specific examples. In terms of ben adam l'chaveru, the Torah has many, many mitzvah-specific examples in terms of how the Torah tells us specifically, directly, mitzvahs which govern ben adam l'chaveru. And then the Torah says, and in general, v'asisa v'ayosha v'atov. And that we are supposed to develop, based on those mitzvahs, a sense for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers Yoshev HaTov, and then extrapolate to any and every other situation. And it's the same Yisod as is relevant in Kadosh and Tiyu, but Kadosh and Tiyu is talking about a different area of life. It's not talking about Ben Adam L'Chavero, etc. So L'maisa, a person can't just mindlessly say, okay, tell me what to do and I'll do it. You know, I want to be a good Jew, tell me what to do and I'll do it. You know, tell me when to jump, I'll jump, again, of course it's true that a person is meshabed his seichel to the seichel haTorah, to chochmas haTorah, to chochmas haKadosh Baruch Hu. But that notwithstanding, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed Avodas Hashem, it's impossible for a person to to simply retreat to a position of, you know, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. That works a lot of the time. It works a lot of the time. If you want to know how to cut the salad on Shabbos, it works. It works a lot of the time, but it doesn't work all the time. It doesn't work all the time. And the same thing's here. What the Chovas of Avos is telling is the same. It's not as simple as, okay, I'll follow Yvonne Shalom's Torah. No, Yvonne Shalom, there's a test. In first, you have to figure out within the Torah which elements of Avodah are most fundamental. Right? That's what this whole Moshel is highlighting. In Brachos it says that Ba'olam Yehei Adam Olam B'Yira. Right, so a person has to be cunning in his Yir Shamayim. So we don't really associate those two. We don't associate Olma, cunningness, with Yira. And then the Sefer Chassidim, in commenting in this Gemara and Brachos, gives two examples. One example is from Parshas Matos, where the Torah says, "Vayiktzov Moshe al pekudei hachoil," that when they come back after the engaging in Milchama with Midian, so Moshe Rabbeinu angrily accosts the commanding officers, and he says, "Hachi yisem kol nekeva," what, you speared the women? And then he goes on to chastise them. They were the ones who lured Bnei Yisrael into sin. So the Sefer Chassidim says, yeah, but if you look, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave them marching orders, he never told them that they were supposed to kill all the women. So he says, yeah, Eino Charami. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them. And that's what the Gemara in Brachos means. Olam Yehei Odom Olam B'Yira. That again, we have to be mekayim again as scrupulously, as meticulously, every kutzah shel yud of what's explicit, but that doesn't exhaust our obligation. And there is a need to know, you know, what is the Torah expect of me in this situation, even if this situation isn't explicitly described in Shulchan Aruch. Again, there's a tzad hashav to all this, to the Sefer Chassidim, to the Ramban, to the Chovas HaLevavos here. And Yitachin, the pshat is as follows. If you go back to the very beginning of the Hakdama, you know, the Welt says, you know, b'chol yom yuvenachik chadoshim, you know. You know, we don't do enough chazars, so you come back, so everything is new. So the first time we spent a long time in Hagdom, so who remembers what the beginning of the Hagdom was? But okay, so b'chol yom yuvenachik chadoshim. If we go back to the beginning of the Hagdom, the Hagdola, again in this edition, it's the second paragraph, around seven lines into the Hagdom. Hagdola Shabbatovos, the greatest of the innumerable tovos, asher heitiv bahem habori la'avodav hamedabrim, acherei hamtzio osam al tkunas hakarosam bohen gimura la'avanosam shleima hi hachochma. The greatest blessing, the greatest benefaction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon people is Chochmah. And Yitachen that you know, in the conclusion of the Hagdama, so the Chavos Havavos has taken us full circle back to that starting point, that Heyos, that the greatest Tova, the greatest blessing that Baruch Hu bestowed upon us is Chochma, Asher Hi Chaye Rucham V'ner Sichlon. The Rambam would express a similar idea as he does, that it's the Tzelem Elokim, with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us. So that precludes that our Avodas Hashem should ever be possible just by saying, tell me what to do and I'll do it. The Chochma needs to be operative in Avodas Hashem. It can't be, tell me what to say and I'll parrot it. Tell me always just what to do and I'll do it. Yeah, so when the Torah tells us what to do, so yes, a person does it. Whether he understands it or doesn't understand why, of course a person does it. And of course that element of unconditional acceptance is there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he created man with the biggest tova of being a Baal Chochma. So the Chochma needs to be front and center in the Avodas Hashem, which is why Talmud Torah is so central, but beyond Talmud Torah, which is why in Kiyum HaMitzvos it's so central. Again, the Ramban says, a person has to develop, again, with Chochma, a person has to develop a sense. Again, so Chazal give us examples of Asisha Yoshev Atov, Bar Metzra, and the Lefnei Meshuras Hadin, but even with the examples Chazal give us, again, it can never be fully specified. A person has to develop a sense for what the Torah wants from a person at any given moment and in any given situation. You know, it comes from a good place in people's hearts. Comes from a very good place in people's hearts. But I don't know, nowadays people want a formula for everything. They want a formula for everything. They want a test for everything. They don't want to think. There should be a formula for every situation. How do we know this? How do we know that? And again, and you know, you should be able to plug it in, like you plug it into a mathematical formula and it works. And of course there are guidelines to how you think, and there are guidelines to values, etc. But there's no formula that replaces the person acting as a Baal Chochma. Because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and that's what it means to be Oved Hashem. That can't be delegated. That's part of being a Yochid, is Oved Hashem. And that's why every one of us, to the best of his ability, needs to develop and cultivate that Chochmah. Again, it doesn't mean that we don't consult, it doesn't mean that we don't defer, it doesn't mean that we don't ask. But the goal is not to just be able to parrot and respond to highly specified directives at every moment, because then the person is not acting as a Baal Chochma. Yeah, do we have to ask? Of course we have to ask when people know more than us. And do we have to defer? Of course we have to defer. But that's not at the extent, not at the expense of trying to grow and develop and to be able to learn how to build and exercise this muscle of Chochma, which is, again, the essence of who one is, and therefore it should be front and center within one's Avodas Hashem. Okay, I think that's... Okay, there's more, then we'll stop here.